We Are Idaho features Idahoans from all walks of life telling their own stories in their own words. Jordan Bronco is a Shoshone language teacher who lives on the Fort Hall Reservation in southeastern Idaho. Like many Native American languages, the Shoshone language is considered endangered. For more than a century, until 1978, federally funded boarding schools stripped indigenous children of their cultures and forbade them to speak their languages. But efforts to revitalize these languages are underway. Today, Bronco shares how he learned to speak his language and is working to keep it alive for future generations of Shoshone and Bannock people.
When I was younger, I don't remember having any kind of Shoshone classes or any kind of Shoshone offered to me. A lot of us, we grew up, you know, learning just like a few words here and there, but it just wasn't fluently spoken like all the time. You know, there's a lot of the elders that are, when they were kids, they got in trouble for speaking their language from the boarding schools and stuff. And so because of that, there's a lot of people that are scared to use the language now. So I feel like it's really important that we keep our language alive as much as possible. My name is Jordan Bronco. I work at Chief Taji Elementary. I am a Shoshone language teacher for kindergarten and first grade. I'm a member of the Shoshone Bannock tribes, and I've lived and worked on the Fort Hall Indian Reservation my whole life. I've been studying the Shoshone language for about 4 years now. I'm continuing to learn every day. There's so much to learn in the language. It's probably going to be a lifelong journey for me to keep learning. And I really got interested in the language when I was working at the elderly nutrition program here in Fort Hall. I was cooking for the elders, and I got to sit down with them on a daily basis, and I got to ask them questions of, you know, how to say certain words and how to say phrases. But I actually have a lot of elders that I still am in contact with that helped me out. When I started sharing the words and phrases that I learned, I would share them on Facebook, and a lot of my family and friends, they really liked it. So that went on for a while until the principal at Chief Taji Elementary got a hold of me, and she wanted me to come in and talk to her. They offered me a job working in one of the Shoshone classes. I never seen myself as a teacher. And when I got offered the job, I was pretty excited about it. I just enjoy coming to work every day and getting to work with these little kids. They're wonderful to work with. It's fun. Their brains, they're like sponges. They're just so smart and they're so eager to learn the language, just as eager as I was when I first started. They pick up the language quicker than I can teach it. There's the Shoshones and the Bannocks here on the Fort Hall Reservation. They're two different languages. The Bannocks come from the Paiutes. And so the Bannock and the Paiute language is very similar. And it's kind of the same way like how Comanches and Shoshone language is very similar. You know, the Shoshones, we roamed the whole Northwest. Same with the Bannocks. Also at the same time, the Bannock and the Shoshone language, from us being on the same reservation, they in some ways came together. There's some words that are similar in Bannock and Shoshone. Both Shoshone and Bannock, they're just passed down through stories and songs from families. The language and cultural program put together like an alphabet that they use to make words and make phrases and everything. And so we use that same alphabet at the school. I think it's really important because our Shoshone and our Bannock language out here in Fort Hall, well, it's a dying language because of the historical trauma that the Native Americans have went through. You know, losing elders and our tribe, you know, getting smaller and smaller. The Chief Taji School and the Shoban High School, the Early Childhood Center, they're all trying to use the language and trying to incorporate it into the classrooms as much as possible to try to turn things around, to try to use the language and make it more common. I'm able to pray in my own language now, and so I feel closer to our Creator. I feel closer to Mother Earth, and I just feel like every day I'm making myself a better person.
Jordan Bronco has also been featured on PBS American Portrait. To hear other voices featured on We Are Idaho, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.